Hey, don't forget, now through the end of the year, you can start your own podcast by going to start.schoolofpodcasting.com. Use the coupon code SANTA and get 25% off. On today's episode number 167, I'm going to talk about my likes and dislikes in podcasting in the year 2008.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Hey, thanks for tuning in and welcome to the morning announcements. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, tuning in for the last time here in 2008. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. Don't forget now, look at the calendar, now through the end of the year, you can get 25% off starting a brand new podcast at start.schoolofpodcasting.com. Use the coupon code SANTA, get 25% off no matter what package you buy. If you'd like to contact me, it's very easy. My email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or you can just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact, or you can use our podcast voicemail.com. Voicemail, that's 888-563-3228. That's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. And what I want to talk about today is, being that this is the last show of 2008, I kind of made a small list. I didn't put a huge amount of thought into this, but off the top of my head, here are my likes and dislikes of podcasting in 2008. In 2008, I was glad to see the enhancements of great tools for podcasters. Wizard Media put out a great new player for video, and Paul Culligan and crew continued to add more features to PremiumCast. PremiumCast is insane now. I think in 2009, it's going to do my laundry. Very, very powerful stuff. I like the fact in 2008 that, and so I'm happy that people are investing in building tools for podcasters. That shows that there is still potential here. That shows that there is a community here that needs tools. And I like the fact that in 2008, whenever I spoke to a group and I would ask the question, hey, who's ever heard of podcasting? Almost all the hands were raised, and almost as many when I would ask, okay, how many have actually listened to a podcast? So that trend is continuing. The days of a pod what are, again, slowly getting behind us. I still use the phrase internet radio show when I contact potential sponsors or potential guests or things like that, but the phrase podcasting is definitely becoming more mainstream. Now, in 2008, I disliked the fact that my audience didn't seem to grow as fast as it did in 2007. It was a slower, gradual climb as opposed to 2007, which had more spikes. Now, coincidentally, on the other hand, in 2007, I did a lot more to promote my podcast than I did in 2008. 2008, I did kind of relied more on the audience to kind of word of mouth and kind of, if you put it in iTunes, they will come kind of mentality, and that's just not the case. Relentless marketing is needed to get your name out there. Now, in 2008, Podshow changed their name to Mevio, and they changed their payment plan to me. Now, I can't discuss that in detail, but as I'm listing it as a dislike, you can paint in the financial picture. Now, what I do like about Mevio is they've given me huge potential to earn more money using their sponsors and my own sponsors in the future, and I now own 100% of my show. So there's kind of a mixed bag there, and again, that has huge potential. But nonetheless, sometimes you have to take a step backwards before you can take two steps forward. So we'll see. 2009 will be a fun year to watch Mevio. Right now, I'm very happy with them because they just brought me two more sponsors. So, you know, I can't complain. I'm just being human and, you know, I don't like change. Now, in 2008, I'm sad to see and hear podcasters selling out for much less than they are worth. In many cases, if you do if I were to do an advertisement right now, let's say I talk about podcastvoicemail.com, and I say it's only $2 a month, these free services, if you don't call yourself once a month, you lose your voicemail. And what happens if you've done 36 shows, you've said your voicemail, and now you lose it? You have 36 shows that are now out of date. Save your peace of mind. Go to podcastvoicemail.com. Okay? Now, unless I want to somehow try to come back and hack that out of this episode, that's in there for life. I had one company offer to pay me $7 to put a link on my site. And a link that had to be permanent for the life of my blog, and more insane things that just devalued my listeners and my visitors to my website. And I thought, you know what? What's sad is somebody's probably going to say, wow, $7 is $7. And by the time this episode gets downloaded and downloaded and downloaded, if I said, okay, you know what, whatever, $20 a show. In the end, by the time it gets downloaded, that's going to be like, you know, a half a cent a listener. Anyway, so I'll come back to that in a second, which kind of leads me I'm bummed that so many people want to use the CPM method. That's where you get paid per 1,000 downloads, because that only works if you have mammoth audiences. I would rather get paid per episode because I have a niche. I have a niche, and I think people devalue the power of the niche. But the other thing is a lot of the podcasting networks are basically resulting to affiliate networks. And I have nothing against affiliate networking. I made some really decent money this month via affiliate marketing and podcasting, which actually leads to one of my biggest disappointments. You could have podcastvoicemail.com. Are you ready for this? That's just an affiliate link. I spent $7 on a domain name, going to GoDaddy.com using the coupon code COOLER and the number 3. And I set up an affiliate link. Now, is it, you know, it's podcastvoicemail.com. Go look at it. Everything I said about it is true. But you can do the same thing. Wouldn't it be great, though, if I could go to a sponsor and say, it is X amount of show, and when you sign up with me, I will, not only will you be in this episode, but you will be in every episode that I've put out, all whatever, 65 episodes. One of the other things, I guess that leads me all to one of my biggest disappointments. In April, I was told that Podengo was working on fixing their software called Show Builder Lite, and this helps you create podcasts on the fly. Then, if you get a new sponsor, the new sponsor is not only inserted to the latest podcast, but your back catalog. I did a show about this a while back when it was owned by Gigavox. I love this system, and it's just, the system is huge for people trying to sell advertising, because now, unlike the little fake, well, it's not fake, but the actual spot I did a minute ago that will be in this podcast forever, if somebody decides I'm not going to continue my advertising the next month, you just pull them and they're gone. It's a very cool system, and their system is easy, and it's still, it works if you have time to go in and republish all of your old shows. It does work. The thing that frustrates me is when it was owned by Gigavox, you didn't have to do that. You just put up a new sponsor and overnight it updated everything. So I'm frustrated with that their system it hasn't been repaired yet. And from what I understand, the system was more fragile than expected when they purchased it from Gigavox. But the other thing that I'm more frustrated with, why is there no competition for them? Okay, they have a niche product. And I understand that Libsyn Pro does something similar, but it's not affordable for the average listener that has, I don't know, a couple hundred listeners. And so that's my call to all you developers out there or companies. If you're looking for a niche, there's one. Podcasters, I believe, I know I would spend money. Now, not $50 a month, but if it was something in the lines of a hosting company, you know, somewhere between $10 and $20 a month, I would do that. I would pay that so that I could sell sponsorship. I would do that in a heartbeat. So somebody build a system so that when you have your podcast, like you have with me, I have an intro, then I have my opening advertising, then I have my body, then I have my closing. And you could add more and more parts, and at night, it says, hey, wait a minute, you changed something, and it updates all the old shows re-stitches them together and republishes it to your website. It was so cool. And it's still cool. It just is somewhat handicapped at the moment. Now, I sent an email. I got a thing from Lee Gibbons from Podango back in April saying, hey, we're working on it. So we have that, but I was kind of hoping it would be fixed by now, and it's not. So I keep my eye on that. I actually now use that for two of my podcasts. I actually dropped one, but there are two that I still use that for. And if you want to hear what it sounds like, go over to either weeklywebtools.com or logicalloss.com, and you'll hear that system in action. I like that the Uber hype of podcasting has crescendoed a bit, and that people are realizing that in the same way that VCRs didn't kill the movie business, podcasting is not killing radio or television. People are starting to understand that podcasting is a phenomenal channel, just like email, just like fax, just like print. It's a great channel to get your message out to the world. It's also probably one of the most effective and inexpensive. Now, one of my dislikes of 2008 is when the economy and the whole stock market bailout, everything busted there. I, like every other company, I think, in the United States, had members of the School of Podcasting leave. However, and here's the kicker, I did like in 2008 that in the midst of this panic, more companies went to podcast Fast Pass, like in Disney Fast Pass, and hired me as a consultant to just do it for them. So more companies, especially towards the end of the year, have been either A, trying to burn their budget and want a podcast by 2009, and hired me as a consultant, which is fine. I do that as well. I love to teach people how to do it themselves, but if you want me to do it for you, I'm available for that. Another huge thing in 2008, while I don't own an iPhone, I'm a big fan of my Verizon wireless phone. I use a smart phone, and it does my Quicken. I'm very tied into my current phone. I'm very happy that the iPhone now can download podcasts without even being near a computer. You could be a cop on a stakeout for 14 hours and update your iPhone and get more podcasts. This is huge, because soon, if we can, it was great that Apple got people to plug things into their computer to synchronize, but now if I don't have to synchronize without a computer, this is huge. Because soon, the more that ramps up, the more podcasting will be more like radio. Because you think about it, radio, you can be anywhere you want. As long as you got a radio, you can tune in. Now it'll be, as long as you've got a portable media player, you can tune in to the latest episode of your podcast. If this just continues, it's going to be huge. My biggest dislike this year was having three websites hacked and one Gmail account hijacked that, for the record, I've been out of for 14 days. Thank you, Gmail. I talked about that in my last podcast, and that's why my email is dave@schoolpodcasting.com. Probably one of my biggest likes was emailing, communicating, tweeting with great people like you and the great members at the schoolpodcasting.com. I learned so much and I get so inspired because I think of all these great things to do with podcasting, and then people will come up to me and go, have you ever thought of doing this with it? And I'm like, oh, wow, that is so cool. And as a creative person, that's, you know, I definitely, if you're new to the show, I'm an actual teacher. I'll be graduating next year with a bachelor's degree in education, specializing in tech ed. So obviously the School of Podcasting allows me to scratch my teaching itch, but I'm a creative person as well. I'm a musician. And when I get to kind of paint with podcasting, I get to paint a solution for somebody. That's just way cool. And that's been some of the greatest things in 2008, finding more and more ways to use podcasting in a creative way. Now, I recently updated all of the WordPress tutorials at the School of Podcasting to show the new version 2.7, which the interface is way different. And in the process of upgrading all the tutorials, I've kind of streamlined much of the learning curve at the School of Podcasting. If you've been thinking about signing up, now would be a great time. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, don't forget about that coupon code SANTA, that's S-A-N-T-A, to save 25% off now through the end of the year. There will not be any extension. So if you, you know, try to do this on January 1st, it's just not going to work. So hurry now. I really do, though, as I head towards the door here, I want to thank every one of you for listening, for contributing over this year. It's been a great year. I would deeply appreciate your feedback about 2008, what you've been doing with podcasting, what's been working, what hasn't been working. And maybe I'll, you know, I'm saying this is my last episode for 2008. If I get enough feedback, maybe that'll be next week's show. Dave@schoolofpodcasting.com or call in your comments, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com, 888-563-3228. Or you can just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact for the many other ways of chiming in with a podcast. I would really love to hear your thoughts on 2008. So comment on the blog and let me know. Now, speaking of that, as I said before, I am going to be taking next week off, and I'll be switching my RSS feed from one website to another. Now, the good news is, before you go, hold on, switching the feed, are you crazy? Now, the good news is 99.9% of you has subscribed to my feed burner feed, and you really shouldn't notice any change. All I'm doing behind the scenes is I'm switching the original RSS feed, which came from my Libsyn account, and I'm substituting it with my RSS feed from the School of Podcasting. Now, I've migrated all of my old posts, and when you go to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com, not this week, but next week, you're now going to see that go to a School of Podcasting site. You'll be going to the School of Podcasting blog, which is where all the old shows are, instead of the old Libsyn site. Now, in doing this, by having all those old show notes and all that old, you know, all that Google juice of the show notes, I've already seen an increase in the traffic to my site, which is why I did it. So hopefully when I switch this, it's not going to cause any issues. In theory, I don't think it should, but I don't want to cause any issues with you, the loyal subscriber. So keep your eye on that. If all of a sudden things go squirrely, please let me know, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. But really, as I head towards the door, thanks really to everybody. You. Thank you. Yeah, no, seriously, I'm talking to you. Yeah, you, thanks. Thank you. I really mean that. Have a safe and happy Christmas season. And have a blessed new year. I mean, please, please, start living a life worth podcasting about. Please start running a business worth podcasting about. Please start changing the world in a way that's worth podcasting about. And until 2009, class dismissed.